This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
WMDX, and a good morning to everyone on Election Day. I mean, this is a nervous day for just about everybody. And I'm a little afraid, you know?
You're afraid?
Yeah, I'm afraid.
What are you afraid of?
You're a scaredy cat.
If we were all afraid on Halloween, this is the scariest day of all, right here. You know, this is like, you know, democracy hanging by a thread, right?
Okay.
Well, supposedly. Anyway. Well, look, okay, maybe the media has made it sound like it was a close race.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm kind of believing it a little bit, although I don't believe it very much.
I'm actually very optimistic about things today.
You know,
yes,
you know what? You've always
day.
Been very optimistic guy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very positive.
I prefer to think that. And sometimes I get
down. A lot of people
down.
Think that. A lot of people think that. I just want to let you know that we're all behind you 100%.
Gordy thinks that the thread that democracy is hanging by is actually a rope, which should be good. It's a lot stronger
with
than...
With a noose at the end
no,
of it?
No,
I don't
no.
know what you're, where are you going with
oh,
that.
Oh, God. This is not what I meant.
Oh, wow.
I'm saying that it's a lot stronger than you think it is, John.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we're going to be okay. Let's talk about Election Day weather because, you know, that can dampen things down. People see the rain outside.
That's
it's
true.
Been raining all night,
yeah.
And it's kind of damp and slippery out there, so be careful. You're out early.
It is. Be very careful.
We can expect rain off and on today. Right now it's 63 degrees. And let's get out the weather roulette wheel and see what our actual afternoon high might be today.
Well, roll that marble.
Because it's 63 right now. I mean, is it going to get a lot warmer or what?
I don't know.
Here it goes. Guess what? It's going to stay right about where it is. Maybe 64.
Black 64.
Yeah. Rain off and on today, but don't let that dampen your spirits.
No.
Don't let that stop you from getting out and voting.
That's right.
You know, if you haven't voted already. Right. Oh,
hey,
good morning, Catherine Lake.
Catherine's in the studio.
You're here early.
Goodness. I couldn't stay asleep.
Really?
I'm so excited about today. I can't even stand it.
Yeah.
But it's like steam shower out there.
It is.
It's like a sauna in here. I'm sweating.
It's a sauna in here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say.
It's very weird. It's very weird. But yeah, no, I couldn't sleep. I just had to come in and support you guys. And you're letting, Pat Kreitlow's in the building. He does a program in the mornings on several of our other stations.
Right.
And you allowed him space in your building. I'm so proud of you. Thanks for letting Pat come in.
We let him come in.
Let him come in.
We didn't know who he was, and we called security. And then there was a little kerfuffle.
Luke came in and said, no, it's Pat.
No, he's supposed to be
Pat
here.
Kreitlow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We got a little help there.
He used to be on the air here, for goodness sakes, with Civic Media before you guys.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We replaced him, actually.
Oh, that's why he doesn't look
at
us.
That's why he didn't look at you.
He wasn't good enough, so we...
Well.
He's good enough for six stations there, John.
Oh.
Watch out.
Yeah, I know. Rub it in.
He takes care of a lot of stations in Wisconsin.
Love,
and, of course, City
Media.
We love
Pat.
Yes.
We love Pat.
And you take care of Madison and the biggest market. And I can't wait to get out there and talk to people about how they're voting, if they're voting.
Is that what you're going to do?
You've got a big day ahead of you all day and all night, probably.
What's your job?
You know what? I'm going to go get some interviews of folks who are coming out of the polls, see if they'll talk with me, put something together. And I think I get the last word for this whole show tonight at 7:55. They'll play the Man on the Street interviews.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
So, and then, of course, the coverage really kicks in after 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
All right. And Pete Traba is going to be a part of this.
He was here last night. I didn't even know
he
was sitting in your seat last night.
I know.
Chris Casper produced him right here in Madison. He'll be back here tonight with Jane for the 6 to 8.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
So the polls open at 7.
Is that right?
And they go all the way till 8 o'clock. But if you're in line at 8 o'clock, you still get to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So just keep aware of that.
I don't know. That sounds like a Democratic plot.
Does it?
It's not a plot. You get in line, you are good to go. That's exactly right.
All right.
Well, I don't know.
You seem very doubtful about
it. Keep curmudgeoning.
You're the one that's being very negative so far today.
Yeah, that's true. What happened there? You know, I'm usually Mr. Positive, Mr. Sunshine
in
the
morning.
Yeah, you really
Yeah, you bring a certain energy to all of us, John.
You know what I'm actually thinking about? The damn donuts that somebody brought in.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because let's get to the National Day calendar for today.
Yes, yes.
What day is it today?
It's Donut Day.
Is it National Donut Day?
There we go.
Is it?
That's why they're here.
Or is it, hang on.
Go ahead.
Is it National Love Your Red Hair Day?
Red Hair Day, yeah.
It's Red Hair Day.
Yeah.
Or is it National Election Day?
Oh, God.
What day is it?
It's not National Election Day today.
No, it is National Election Day. So that was an easy one. I just thought I'd give you an easy one.
You got something to do after the show.
But it is National Donut Day today. And it's, I think Luke brought the donuts in this morning.
Well, that's fantastic.
Is that right, Sam? Yeah. Did he bring the donuts?
He did.
Okay, I knew it would
be you. Can we have them, or is it just for the special people that come in for the election?
No, it's for anybody that gets to them.
There's going to be food all day. This is going to be like a real radio station all day.
Well, can't wait. Okay.
Okay, that'll be a change.
First Friday in June. First Friday in June is National Donut Day.
Yes.
So get to the bakery case and take your donuts to
in
home.
June?
Or
when is the first?
Oh, the first. Wow. Oh, I see. There's two donut days. One's November 5th. The other one is the first Friday in June.
Oh, the donut factories are very clever. Why do you just have one
days.
Day? We need two.
I don't know.
We need spring. We need fall.
I don't know.
Well,
makes
no sense
to me.
It does make sense.
National Love Your Red Hair Day. We have any redheads that work in the...
I don't think so.
Your hair,
I don't think
Sam?
So.
Is it brown or red?
It depends upon the season and what light is shining on. Sometimes it looks silvery, actually. Sometimes it's like
I bet
light
you grow
brown.
A red beard.
It looks red.
I have never grown a beard. I don't know. My dad had red hair when he was a kid, and then it turned brown when he got older. And I don't know how that works.
That's
that
not
like
happening
you.
For
that
you.
That looks like you. That
That's
happened.
Not
that
happening
looks
for
like you.
You look like you have red hair.
I bet dollars to donuts.
Dollars to donuts.
That you have
That's
a red beard.
You did there.
Yeah.
National Love Your Red Hair Day celebrates the beauty of those gorgeous red tresses annually on November 5th. There's no reason to be shy.
What?
Redheads get the spotlight to show off their unique qualities of red hair.
You know you're still reading, right?
Yeah.
You know, so
that's what I do. I just do. Yeah, never mind.
It's such a great thing to be literate, isn't it?
I think freckles go with red hair, don't they? Usually people have freckles if they have red hair.
You think so? All right.
This is a negative stereotype, right, that I shouldn't be.
Well, I didn't know this. Maybe you knew this. Many redheads feel like outcasts for having red hair.
Yeah.
Really? The celebration empowers redheads to feel confident today. Look amazing and rock their beauty, okay?
I was going
to
say, I'm not condoning this, but have you ever heard of Kick a Ginger Day?
A Ginger Day?
Yeah, that's what they call redhead.
What?
Ginger.
Yeah, I get that. What? No, I've never heard of that. Is that something?
Ginger Day. What a pleasant thing to bring up.
Millennial.
I remember it being a thing, not actually a thing, but like a joke when I was in middle school. But don't go out and kick a red-haired person. That's not very nice.
It's a middle school joke.
Sam, I noticed you don't have any birthdays today. No history notes.
Yeah, nobody has ever been born on this day in all of history.
Well,
you kind of dropped
the ball on that, didn't you?
Well, no, I thought we were doing something a little bit different for Election Day today, but I quickly jotted some things down this morning.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see.
You want to share those with us?
I think
you want
the
birthdays or you want the history?
Yes.
Or all history?
The history first.
Just talk.
All right.
Just talk.
You just want me to fill time so you can drink your coffee. Today,
what is with you?
Today in 1872, Susan B. Anthony, that name ring a bell?
Yes.
No? Who
Susan,
is that?
Susan B. Anthony, she was a women's rights and women's suffrage activist.
Oh.
She cast a vote for the first time.
What year?
1872.
Okay.
And there were a couple of other women who did it along with her. And the next day, they put a warrant out for her arrest. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She ended up needing to pay a $100 fine for voting in that election.
Now, do they still have Susan B. Anthony coins? Aren't those
coins? There was a big controversy.
She was the first
that.
Woman on a coin, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Republicans didn't want that.
No, they didn't. Happened sometime in the 70s.
Because they were thinking about taking away the vote again.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Great. Well, yeah.
All right.
Let's see. I really didn't have a lot that wasn't entirely election related, but Today in 2007, Android debuted. You know, Android?
Yes,
the,
of course.
The phone operating system.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much better system.
Better than iPhones, right?
Than iPhones, yeah. No one likes iPhones. Everybody hates them.
I was on the, because I was running short on things for the list today, I went to the Wikipedia page, because Wikipedia has a page for every single day of the year. And,
really?
And on the year for 2024, it said 2024 U.S. presidential election is held. The results may take time to be known.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a reminder that history is being made every day.
Ooh.
Well, this could be a very historic day.
Very true.
Ahead of us, so see what else is going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that all you have?
I've got some birthdays if you care about them.
I do care about them.
Of course. What do you think? We're going to fill the rest of these 2 minutes?
I've told you about this guy once before. Eugene Debs. Does that name ring a bell?
No.
Eugene Debs was a socialist who ran for president 4 times. The last time he ran for president was from a jail cell. Because he was in prison for being on strike.
So that can happen. All
right. It can happen, yes. Mm-hmm. Ida Tarbell was born today in 1857.
Who? Ida Tarbell?
Ida Tarbell. She was a muckraking journalist. She was the one who brought down Standard Oil in the early 1900s. Roy Rogers, a famous TV cowboy, born today in 1911.
Roy Rogers, Dale Evans.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I remember that show, don't
Me
you?
Me too, yeah. Yeah. Cowboy show every Saturday morning.
It was a confusing show for me because, it was a cowboy show with horses, right?
Right.
But then they had the Jeep.
They had the Jeep.
What?
Yeah. They had the Jeep. They were modern cowboys.
Oh. Yeah. That was the weird part
50s.
Of it, right? Modern cowboys.
Yeah, but they're still riding horses and had a Jeep. Yeah.
That's not Bonanza.
Cisco Kid, Hopalong Cassidy, all of those other, what is it? Hickok. Wild Bill Hickok, all those shows, and I remember those shows because each one of those shows was a cereal box.
That's true.
Yeah. They put all the characters of those shows on cereal boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ah, the memories.
Oh, the reading of the cereal boxes, too, by the way.
Setting
them up
Wasn't
like a
something?
Fort against my brother. I'm behind these.
Really?
You can't come behind my cereal box.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've read those cereal boxes and over and over just to make sure I didn't miss one dot, one I.
They should put advertising in the back of cereal boxes. But, of course, kids these days, they don't have to read
the
cereal
boxes. They have the games on the back. I don't know why they do that.
Yeah.
You know what's fun? We got to do this sometime is start mixing cereals together. We talked about this a while back.
We did.
I'm serious. There's a whole group of people that do this.
Decades behind.
Is there really a
decades
group?
Decades behind. I've been mixing cereal since I was 14.
Well, what do you find is a good mix?
I'll get to it.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that in a moment.
All right. We're just getting started on
Election Day.
Tuesday morning, Election Day, all across the fruited plain. We'll be back with the John and Gordy Morning Show in mere moments.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
92.7 WMDX. Wow.
Mr. Zimmerman.
I think almost all of us tried to do the Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Never been a fan.
It's 21 past the
today.
Hour.
Yeah.
That's why.
All right. Showers today. Rain, and highs right about where we're at in the low to mid 60s. A wet day all across Wisconsin.
Well, let's talk about mixing your cereals. It's a big pet peeve of mine at
you
home.
What? You don't like to do
at
that?
No, I love doing that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get
it's
my kids
thing.
To mix the cereals.
Right.
You know, they love cereal. They go through hundreds of boxes of cereal every week. And I'm saying, just mix the damn things together. Sometimes use your imagination. Like there is a... a strawberry special K, you know, the hydrated strawberries in
what
it. I break those up.
With you?
And then I said, mix those up with the Raisin Bran.
Okay.
And see how that goes.
Yeah.
And I did that the other day, and I thought, wow, this it's a taste treat, you know?
It's good.
I have so many problems with what you're talking about.
Why?
So many. First of all, you're still buying strawberry flavored candied cereals.
It's not flavored. It has dehydrated strawberries in it. They don't make the flakes taste like strawberries.
Okay. Yeah, that changes everything for me.
Yeah.
A. B. You just have to have your kids mix the cereal. Have to have them mix the cereal.
I want them to start taking an adventure.
This is a
Catherine. what's wrong with like Fruity Pebbles or something like that?
Oh my God!
Yeah, I don't like any of the candy cereals.
I expect it from Sam.
No, I don't like it either.
Well, my oldest son decided that Fruit Loops and all those other colored cereals are out because of the poisonous nature of the coloring.
Yes,
the chemicals.
Yeah, they
and
didn't.
And the poisonous nature of sugar.
They did They didn't ban the colorings in the United States. They did it in Europe and every place else in the world.
Yeah.
But not here.
Yeah.
So he decided no more of that.
Of course he did.
Yeah. But that's fine, you know. I just want them to start mixing up the damn cereals, okay? And the other thing, you could take granola.
Oh.
You can take the really good granola and mix that in with Raisin Bran as well, because that goes together. They sometimes have raisins in the granola.
That's right.
See, what I like is Cheerios is kind of the base.
Yes, it is. That's a
and
good
then
oak,
just about
oak base.
Anything you throw in there with Cheerios will work.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I like the Cheerios in there as the bait. Real Cheerios, not generic Cheerios.
But it's the consistency of the cereal itself. I mean, you don't want to put flakes in with Cheerios because then it just becomes a soggy mess, right?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
So it has to be consistent.
It's got to have a crunch to it.
Yes.
And then, you know, something else. Rice Krispies.
Sugar Pops with Cheerios.
That's a good one. That's a winner.
So done with this conversation.
You know, there's somebody who gets paid a lot of money to come up with new cereals, and here we are doing it for free.
Yeah.
Well, you go to the cereal aisle now, and it just goes on and on. I mean, there's so many different flavors.
Remember the six packs of cereal?
Yes. Those were fun.
I don't even know if people buy those anymore.
The little boxes?
Yeah,
those
little tiny boxes.
Those cost way too much.
They do, but you can pour milk right in them.
We're getting texts here this morning. You can text us at our Civic Media app or at 608-879-TALK, 879-8255.
Put salsa in your cereal?
Salsa in your cereal. Let's see. Doug from St. Francis over there near Milwaukee says, will you be enacting the Chips and Salsa Act at tonight's election night party at Gordy's House? The Chips and Salsa Act.
That's like the Chips and Science Act?
I don't know what you're... Oh, okay. Yes. Thanks for putting that together
news.
For me.
There yes.
Okay. That's good, Doug. All right.
Well, don't rip into him, you know.
What's that?
Don't rip into him. No, he's just trying.
I know.
He's trying to add entertainment to this program.
He always likes to chirp in from Milwaukee, you know, different locations around Milwaukee.
Yes.
And I know you know where these are, and
but
they mean something to you.
He's Mr. St. Francis, though. That's
I don't know. Is that a... church, I imagine? Or
no,
is that
it's a community.
A neighborhood?
It's a community on the very, very east side of Milwaukee.
Okay.
I think it borders the lake, but I'm not sure if there's something in between there. Because
part of Milwaukee
I lived
did
in
you...
Bayview.
Bayview?
Yeah.
Where is that?
Not Bayview.
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 Bayview. Bayview.
You know,
where's Julian?
At Triple
Bayview.
M.
Bayview.
At Triple M. Kitty used to... She thought she was right about this.
Right.
I don't know if she's from Milwaukee or not, but she said, Bayview. And I said, I lived in Bayview. I know how to say it. It's not that, you know? It's this weird inflection that people put on things now.
Okay. Well, of course, Milwaukee is not Milwaukee. It's Mwaukee.
Mwaukee.
Mwaukee. Mwaukee. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yep. It is.
Okay, this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better or dream bigger, or dream better and sleep bigger. Do whatever you want on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East and West Side or online at Verlo.com. And if you buy a Verlo mattress on Election Day, call me up. I'll come over and break it in for you. I have a little nap there. We'll have
that
fun.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
All right.
No extra charge.
No.
Okay, just let me know.
All right.
Right.
It reminds me of the old days in early radio here in Madison when waterbeds were very popular.
Oh, yeah, the waterbeds.
And I was doing an afternoon show over at Q, And we were giving away water beds. and the people that won the water bed were teenage girls,
oh,
you know.
No.
And I had to be on the water bed with the teenage girls.
What?
Yeah, it was scary. The whole thing was just, you know, kind of inappropriate.
Wait a minute. What?
We had to take pictures, you know, for the waterbed store.
You and the girls on the waterbed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's life of a DJ.
You still
so
have
romantic.
Those pictures? You got them?
Yeah, I actually do.
Bring them in. We'll put them on Facebook.
Yeah, that would be good. Oh, this is John Peterson's past.
Great. Yeah, you don't see waterbeds around anymore.
Not good.
They phased them out. They leaked.
Here's the thing. By the time they perfected them and made them so unswishy, people are done with them.
Yeah.
And the weight. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You know how it always goes in here?
Huh?
You just wind up and then wind out.
Yeah. Guess what? We have Idiocracy coming up next, right? And shortly, we're going to be talking with Ben Wickler.
Yes,
from the Democratic Party.
That's right. During Idiocracy, we'll talk to Ben.
Yep. Find out the latest on what's happening on this election day, Tuesday.
Because by now we don't know what's happening, so we need an update.
The polls aren't
happening.
Even open yet.
They'll be open in about a half hour. You're listening to the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
It's been a long time getting here. Change is coming and it's very near. A way to change things peacefully. Live together in harmony.
LUV, 92.7 WMDX. Let us vote LUV. Indeed, on election day.
Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart.
Yeah.
What a songwriting team they were.
No.
They cranked out so many hits that people...
They really did.
I mean, they were a lot of the Monkees
instrumental
songs.
For the Monkees.
Monkees?
Yeah.
Were they more songwriters than musicians themselves? Because I have never heard of them.
They did a lot of jingles as well. But, they're very good songwriters.
Yeah. Excellent stuff.
Were both of you over 21 when they lowered the voting age to 18?
Let me think about that. Now, I was 18. I voted in McGovern's. That was 1972.
I think that was the year they changed it.
Yeah, so I was 19 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, I voted in every presidential election since 1972. Really old. Really, really old.
I didn't say
what
that.
Was your, I
what
don't
was
remember.
Your, I you don't
no
remember
idea.
What your
remember
first...
That. No, I really can't remember.
No
it wasn't a monumental day for me. You know, I just did it.
Well, I voted for McGovern, and I was in Massachusetts at the time, going to school there in Boston. And Massachusetts was the only state that McGovern carried. Nixon won 49
That's
states.
Because of your vote.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You know, one of the great songs by the Bee Gees was called Massachusetts. I always loved that song.
Did
it wasn't a big hit.
It was a big hit.
Actually, it wasn't.
Come on.
It wasn't a very big hit. It was a huge hit in Britain.
Oh,
but
is
it was
right?
Not here, oddly. Isn't that strange?
That is funny, because, of course, we settled Massachusetts first and told them to go take their tea in dump it.
Exactly. Yeah.
They think it's amusing.
That's why we're on.
You lived in Boston for a while, right?
Yes.
Catherine?
Yes,
Karen?
I did.
What's your name again?
Thanks a lot. Boston U, ladies and gentlemen. Boston
B-U.
U. B-U.
Yeah. Okay. Do you care to relive any of those days? Anything
not a
you
chance.
Care to share about
can't
Boston?
Remember it, huh?
Nope. Yeah.
In a blur
it's
there.
A long time ago.
Drug-induced blur. Yep. All right, I got it, man. Okay. I'm there with you.
You know, elections, a little election trivia. I know you want to hear this kind of thing on election day. Elections took place way before the Constitution was ratified. Did you know that, John?
No, I did not know that.
The
That's
English
amazing.
Conducted voting soon after they landed in Virginia in the 17th century.
They Back landed, then, they couldn't started, wait to vote.
They couldn't wait. They got there
leader.
As soon as they showed up, started voting.
Now we have to beg people to go out and vote, right?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Here's a little George Washington trivia. I know you want to hear this, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I'm pins and needles here.
He was a young candidate in Virginia for the House of Burgesses. That's what they called it then.
Hmm.
In 1758, he footed a huge liquor bill to woo voters on Election Day. George Washington spent his entire campaign budget on 160 gallons of liquor.
Why couldn't
for 391 votes?
Why couldn't we make that a day?
Why didn't we do it?
Why didn't we make that a day?
Got everybody all snot-slinging drunk and then led them to the voting booth.
How many people were drinking there? 391 people voted?
Yes.
I want to do that.
160 gallons of liquor, though. That's like almost half a gallon per person.
Good. Yes. You're good with your math.
Where are the reenactors for that?
I don't know. Okay. I'll share some more election trivia later. I know we got...
could you?
Do we have Ben Wickler yet? He's coming up soon, isn't he?
He's supposed to be. Well, he's probably a busy guy today.
He's
probably over in Pat's studio.
Yeah, I probably forgot, you know, yeah.
Could
Pat's going to take that. Well, that's fine. You know, here's a guy walking through here. Hey, what do you think? What are you thinking, man? This is...
What are you trying to say?
We're supposed to have sound effects in here. This is supposed to be a hustling, bustling room.
That was my job. I forgot.
Oh, my God.
You didn't send that in?
I completely forgot.
You forgot to book the crowd for the studio?
Come on.
Yeah.
Is it too late? Can we get that?
I completely dropped everything.
It is too late.
All right.
But,
well,
you know, what I was going to do, it's all crowd noise in here, and everybody's walking by, and this guy walks by, and I go, hey, what's the big deal today for you in voting? And it would be cut number 45.
Of course, you should plan ahead by telling him that, because now he's looking for it and still taking time.
Yeah. Oh, there he is.
Could you come over here and tell us what you're thinking here?
Yeah,
what are you thinking?
What?
I'm a single issue voter.
Oh, yeah?
My single issue is Donald Trump. He is the most despicable ass human being walking the face of the earth. And all of y'all out here talking about 3 cents for gas. This man wants to destroy your personhood. And so there's got to be at least one of us out here that ain't explaining about the earned tax credit or the child tax. We're saying that this is a white supremacist who is trying to destroy everything that we have fought for over the last 50 years. And I ain't got time to explain to you every damn detail about policy. This man cannot be the president of the United States. We can talk about policy after we defeat his ass. You feeling me?
I'm feeling you, man. And that is thanks to Dan Shaver, who provided that cut for us, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, it was great stuff and a great rant as well. Mm-hmm. So I understand that, you know, you're moving around over here, you know, trying to distract me from my concentration.
Well.
And I know why, because we have somebody on the line right now.
Yes, we do.
All right.
We have Ben Wickler on the line with us this morning. From the Wisconsin Democratic Party.
Ben, welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's great to be here with you on this beautiful day when we get to make history, end Trumpism forever, and send Kamala Harris and Tim Walz to Washington, D.C.
You have been amazingly positive through this entire event. I don't know how you do it and how much coffee. Do you drink coffee at all? Because it sounds like you need it, you know.
I drink it black.
Yeah,
I love it.
That's what I do too. Yeah. So, well, what's your impression of today, getting out there and voting? Have we prepared people enough to get out there with the proper identification and signed up and ready to go?
Well, the polls open in 19 minutes in the state of Wisconsin. So if someone's listening right now, they might want to go get in their car and continue listening as they drive to their polling location. The earlier you go, the sooner you'll be done, and the more you'll have time to recruit other people to vote, which is the next job after you're done voting. I think people are ready. I think they know what they want. I think people want freedom. I don't think they want the government overriding their most personal medical decisions. I think they want economic opportunity for regular folks. They don't want just massive tax cuts for billionaires. And they want to live in a democracy. They don't want this to be the last election. So I think all of those things will propel Harris and Walz to victory. I think they'll also ensure that Tammy Baldwin wins her election so that her bill to restore the protections of Roe versus Wade will go to the Resolute desk and get signed by President Harris. And I think we're going to find out at the end of today that the urgency that we've felt, that so many people listening right now have felt all along, has turned into a historic victory and allows us to actually move forward.
I certainly hope so. Are you surprised as much as I am that a few of the Republicans in this state have switched their vote, and they've done it publicly as well?
Well, I've been on the phone with a few of those Republicans, and what's interesting to me, in each case, they've told me that they, and a lot of people that they know, were against Trump. But for some of them, they were nervous about coming out publicly because they might get yelled at, they might get shunned, they might lose friendships. I think that there are a lot of Republicans who know that Trump is the wrong person for the job at this moment, even if they voted for him before. And I think a lot of them in the privacy of the voting booth are going to come out against Trump the way that some souls have felt called to do in a very public way. And I don't think there's a lot of people who used to be Democrats who are feeling that way and moving towards Trump now. I think that Trump is someone that the more you know him, the less you want him to have power. And I think we know Trump well now, and we do not want him to go back.
Now, Ben, I understand across the nation, I heard the early numbers this morning, that more than 80 million people have voted early across the USA. And in Wisconsin, something like 40%, I think was the figure I heard, of voters have already voted. Does that bode well for either side? Or what's your take on that?
The whole question, I mean, I think it's good for democracy that people want to participate. I think high turnout is better for having a government that actually represents the public. Now, in terms of, is this good for Democrats? It all depends on who's voted and how they've voted. I will tell you, when we dig into these numbers, I think more people have already voted for Harris than have voted for Trump. I think that she has a lead going into Election Day. And the key thing is to try to expand that lead today, or at least hold on to as much of it as possible. But I think the Democratic the vote operation has been better than the Republican one. And that is a challenge for the GOP, because it's not like they can invent a get out the vote operation on Election Day. Volunteers in their thousands have knocked on hundreds of thousands of doors just in the last few days, millions this year in Wisconsin alone. And all of that helps ensure the people who might not know you need to bring your photo ID and proof of residence to the polls, and they're open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day, for example. All that means that those people know that information now, and they're ready to go out and act on it. So that's one reason why I do give us edge in this election.
Yeah. Well, the John and Gordy poll watcher militia will be out there in force.
We're watching.
I know. The watchers are out there. Any problem with poll watchers throughout the state at this point?
I have been delighted by how many people signed up to be poll watchers across Wisconsin. We have a full complement of attorneys ready to defend the vote, of poll watchers ready to make sure everything's going smoothly, polling places, poll workers, public servants ready to make sure that every vote is properly tabulated, and that only folks that are eligible to vote, but every person who's eligible to vote is able to cast a ballot. That's how democracy is supposed to work. And in Wisconsin, we have one of the best performing election systems in the nation. It's gotten national recognition. I think it'll soar today.
Well, you know, the DA in Philadelphia sent out a warning, you know, and he was telling everybody, do not F this up. And he's going to arrest people that are trying to challenge a lot of people at the voting booth. You know, he's going to really take action on this, and he's not going to put up with any mischief at this point.
Let's be clear. Voter intimidation is a felony in the state of Wisconsin. You are not allowed to intimidate anyone to try to stop them from voting. Anyone who sees anything like that happening should call our voter protection hotline, 608-336-3232, 608-336-3232. And I don't think we're going to see a lot of that because the consequences are real. And this is a democracy. We respect each other's vote.
We're talking with Ben Wickler from the Wisconsin Democratic party, the head of the party. Ben, what does your day look like today? I mean, you're up early, obviously, 15 minutes till the polls open. You're going to be up late tonight, maybe all night long. What's on your schedule for today?
So this is my third interview of the day so far. And
wow.
I'm going to be, today I'm waking up in my house in Madison, Wisconsin, the house that I grew up in, that I love very, very much. It's where I live, raising my three kids. My kids and I are all going to go pick up some donuts and then start taking them around to places where people are kicking off canvases. We'll be knocking on doors all throughout today. I've proudly voted early for Harris Walz, Tammy Baldwin, Democrats down ballot. Yeah. So now it's just get out the vote mode until the polls close, and then go into the boiler room and start tracking what the numbers are saying and making sure that the truth will out about what's happening in this election.
Well, it's Donut Day.
It is National Donut Day.
Donut Day.
make sure you take them out there. Well, Ben, I know you had a busy schedule, but we appreciate you stopping by this morning on the Johnny Gordy Show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Okay, take care.
All right. It's Ben Wickler, Wisconsin Democratic Chairman.
Yeah, that is, it's great to hear that everybody's ready and up and running. I can't believe how many times the candidates have been in this state. You know, this is stunning, really.
And that's why we exist. That's why Civic Media exists, this moment.
Yeah, we have done an amazing job on setting this up, following these individuals around the state at each and every appearance, broadcasting their speeches, interviewing the individuals who show up at these events. I mean, it's just been one of the great pleasures, and what a deal to have a radio network that can do this for everybody.
In Wisconsin. Absolutely.
And we'll be here all day and into the night. Our special coverage begins at 6 o'clock tonight.
That's right.
From the big studio downstairs. And we'll have more for you. You're on John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
Our place and time.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
What would an election day be without Green Day, right?
Right.
92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning, and a welcome, big welcome to everybody waking up this morning, getting ready to go out there and vote. If you haven't already gone out and voted, I'm just kind of curious, you know, because we're still kind of going off the COVID thing. But, you know, a lot of people sent ballots in during that time, but now everybody's going out early vote. I did. I know you did, Gordy.
Yeah.
And Catherine, well, she's still looking for her polling place.
Polls open in 7 minutes, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, it's hard to tell exactly in the early voting, sending your ballot in, you know, there's no tip of the hat on this. You don't know which one is the one that's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And whether, you know, Republicans are out there, the MAGAs are voting early, you know, all of this is kind of confusing, but I'm banking on the fact that I think there are a lot of people who registered to vote, right, never got into the polls,
yeah,
and those people will just turn out in droves, and I think this is going to be a blue wave.
You know, we wouldn't recognize Election Day from 200 years ago.
Yeah.
It was much different back then. A little trivia fact
All right,
here
sure.
for you. Political
sure.
parties would actually hand out pre-printed ballots. They would pre-print their own ballots. Each party
wow.
would hand them out to voters to cast to ensure that people voted for their party ticket. It wasn't until the 1890s that the secret ballot was created mm-hmm. commonly in America. Isn't
yeah.
that weird? They would hand out the ballots already printed out with who they wanted the people to vote for.
I'm thinking if that makes it easier for people to get out there and vote, let's do that.
We filled
too.
It in for you. Here you go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Step
you,
right up.
You have a choice. You can go to the booth and do it secretly, or you can just pick up a pre-printed
yes,
ballot
there you
and
go.
Send
Here's
it.
Here's your big D.
Why not, man? Now let's do it both ways.
All right.
Yeah?
I like it.
You know, the encouraging thing for me is that the Avengers came out and support Harris.
The Avengers?
The Avengers, actually.
How did they do that? I don't remember that.
Well,
here's
what happened.
Tell me.
Hi, you guys. Hi, Avengers.
Hi.
Hey, Scarlett.
Jumping on the call.
Whoa. I think you mean assembling. I said assembling. Don, that's pretty good. No, they thought it was funny.
Scarlett, it is our pleasure to come together and to get the vote out this election. Come on.
Yeah, how can we be of service?
Well, how about we start with what our voting plans are going to be, who we're going to bring to the polls with us, that sort of thing.
I think Kamala Harris needs a catchphrase.
Ooh, yes, definitely a catchphrase.
How about this? I'm just off the top of my head.
Here, hold on. Well, I just want to give you a preview. The Avengers, if you're not familiar, it's Robert Downey Jr.,
okay,
Tony Stark, and
right.
Chris Evans is Captain America. Scarlett
right,
Johansson
right.
is Black Widow. Mark Ruffalo is the Hulk. Don Cheadle is one of the people in the group. And Paul Bettany is part of all of this. And I just wanted to kind of give you an update on these are big stars playing their characters, getting together. Let's continue.
Okay. I can do this all day. Shut up.
I hate it.
Okay.
I mean, it's original, but...
What about something punchier like...
Ooh, boom. You looking for this?
Iron Man 2. Everybody loved it.
Okay, again, I think we're just trying to get out the vote.
Kamala forever.
That's better.
Okay, how about I'm down with democracy? It's just clean. It's simple.
Okay, I like that.
It's hard to argue with that.
Kamala Harris down with democracy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Kamala Harris, and I say down with democracy.
I don't know if that sounds the way we want it to sound, though.
I think we just need... Can we get some production, though?
Jarvis!
I'm a nice old Jarvis, but whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm. Down with democracy.
Down with democracy.
Is that what we mean, though?
Yeah, together we're gonna tear down democracy.
Will you stop playing heroic music under yourselves?
I'm Kamala Harris, and I am down with democracy.
Did I sound enough like her on that one?
That was great. How many Golden Globes have you been nominated for? I'm just curious.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. That was awesome.
The
nice.
Avengers.
Nice.
Very
nice.
Impressive.
For all those, you know.
I have a
superhero.
Word from the road.
Well, yeah.
A
yeah.
friend of mine is a poll worker, and she says she's just dropped off coffee at the polling place. There's a line already.
Oh,
people should bring an umbrella in case the line goes out the door. Good advice.
Okay.
It's a nice, it is a nice, light, warm rain, though. It's like six, seriously, it's 66. It was really pleasant.
Very mild.
I'm glad they
Very
made
mild.
It warm.
Okay. Well, yes.
Is it?
Okay.
We're getting some text.
Yeah.
It's good.
A little piece of history that you didn't pass along is that they handed out beer or whiskey with that ballot way back
That's
when.
That's right. We're thanking Lynn for that text.
The pre-printed ballot. Why not?
Why not
go with that?
Also,
right?
Donna from DeForest says Ben Wickler is a great guest for starting the day. Let's roll. And we do thank Ben Wickler for sharing some time with us here this morning on a very, very busy day. Polls open in less than 3 minutes.
I'm waiting for a big scuffle to go on at the polling places.
Little kerfuffle?
Because, you know, it's been going on all across the country.
Has
you know,
really?
These makers have been dressed as a campaign poster, basically, and they're going at the polling places with their hats on and their T-shirts and signs, and they're trying to cause a commotion. You can't have those kind of promotional items in the polling place.
Right.
You know, you just got to go in, you know, naked. You have to strip
naked,
before you go
naked
in
voting.
And vote.
You're promoting that.
Yeah. I am.
You think
I
think that's the way to
that's
go.
That's the safest way to go.
Okay. If you'd like to share a text or give us a call, 608-879-8255. If you're out there standing in line, you want to give us a text, you can do that too. 879 talk.
Yeah, fill us in.
Or get in on the Civic Media app.
I'm wondering what's going on campus. I know in some areas, the campus vote has been very, very difficult. Long lines for students.
Okay.
And that's intentional.
Well, very good. We will continue with John. Continue with John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.